This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Mary Horn is a groundbreaker, the first woman to hold the top job in Denton County and the longest-serving county judge there ever. After 15 years in the job, she announced this week she's stepping down at the end of her term next year. We caught up with her at the courthouse on Denton's Town Square. Mary Horn, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
When you came in, this was a county with a rural character, a lot of open land. It's a very different place now. Denton County didn't even have a 500,000 residents when you took the job. Now it's over 800,000. What's the biggest challenge about that kind of culture change that comes with that?
We have 43 cities in Denton County. A lot of people don't realize that part of Dallas, part of Fort Worth, part of Frisco, part of Coppell, part of Plano are in Denton County. Right now, the majority of Frisco is in Collin County, but the way the growth is going, there's going to come a day that the majority of Frisco is going to be in Denton County. With a fast-growing county, you have to... Obviously, you want to work on economic development because it increases the job opportunities for all the citizens. But the citizens have to be able to get back and forth to work. And if you don't have mobility, all the work that you do in economic development is for naught.
2 years ago, you resisted issuing same-sex marriage licenses. Right. You attribute it to, quote, difference in core philosophies between counties like Denton and counties like Dallas. Do you wish you'd handled that differently?
No. No, I have no regrets whatsoever. I think what a lot of people don't understand is why, while the county judge is authorized to perform marriage, there's no law that requires us to. I've had people say, do your job, do your job. Well, I'm doing my job, thank you very much. You know, if somebody else in another county wants to do it, that's their business. I make decisions only for me. And that's a position I took, and I have no regrets.
When you walk through downtown Denton and come up to the town square, it's hard not to see that Confederate monument. There have been people who have been working for decades to try to get
one
that
in
thing.
Particular.
Right. And you've appointed him to a commission to take this on. How do you see that playing out?
There is a viewpoint that has not been vocal or loud or obnoxious or rude. I have heard from people, usually on a one-on-one level, or they may send me a phone call, or they might send an email, that feel very strongly that the monument needs to stay right where it is. I understand Willie Hudspeth's position. I totally get it. But there's also an awful lot of people that feel... If you will read the front of that monument, it says it's for the soldiers. It doesn't say it's for racism. It says it's for the soldiers. There's more to the story of the Confederate War than slavery. That is one component, and an important component, but it's not the only component.
What do you say to the people, though, who see that monument and see a symbol of hate?
I'm sorry you see it that way.
If it were up to you, it would stay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would like to see a new plaque up there with accurate historical context and use it as a teaching tool.
You're a traditional business-oriented conservative. During your term, the Tea Party emerged, and then Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Now a wave of retirements by folks like Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss, Congressman Jeb Hensarling, several other members of Congress. Is there a place in the party anymore for a traditional Republican?
Actually, I think it's more important than ever. I really do, and I certainly hope the pendulum swings back that direction. I happen to be very supportive of Joe Strauss. I thought he did an excellent job legislatively last year. I thought, for example, the bathroom bill was a big mistake, and we had much bigger fish to fry.
So what's next?
Oh, a good time. I look forward to not setting my alarm. In the wintertime, when we have these projected ice storms, I usually get a phone call from my director of emergency management about 4 o'clock in the morning to decide whether or not the county is going to be closed that next day.
So one more season.
One more season.
And then you'll be sleeping blissfully through ice storms.
Then somebody else is going to get that phone call about 4:30 in the morning to make the decision.
Mary Horn, outgoing Denton County Judge, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.